Chapter 10. No Key. In Omri's house, the boy stood in front of the cupboard, shocked.
The key isn't here,
Omri exclaimed.
Where is it?
They looked for it everywhere, but had no luck.
Make my woman real,
shouted Little Bull impatiently.
I can't. The magic doesn't work without the key,
explained Omri. Little Bull was furious. In the evening, Patrick and Omri watched a Western film on TV. Little Bull watched from the chair, and Boone stood in Patrick's shirt pocket. Indians galloped around, and cowboys shot at them.
This is terrible.
But it's reality.
White men took our land, used our water, and killed our animals,
said Little Bull.
So what?
Said Boone.
The heroes won.
Little Bull was not happy with this answer. Suddenly, Boone shouted out in horror.
Oh!
The cowboy had an arrow in his chest. Slowly, he fell to the ground.
Boone! Boone!
Shouted Patrick. Omri took Boone from the ground gently. Boone lay on his back on Omri's hand, the arrow still in his chest.
Is he dead?
Asked Patrick, horrified.
I don't know,
answered Omri.
Little Bull must pull the arrow from his chest immediately.
The Indian put his ear to Boone's chest and listened.
He's alive.
Little Bull pulled the arrow from the wound carefully.
But he's bleeding a lot,
he added. Patrick cut a plaster to cover the wound.
He needs a doctor,
said Omri.
We must find the key to the cupboard.
I did a terrible thing,
said Little Bull.
I'll try to bring spirits to help Boone.
Boone needs a doctor, not spirits,
said Omri impatiently. The boys made a bed for Boone from an empty matchbox. Little Bull ran to his longhouse. He was very sorry. Omri's mother entered the room.
Did you see Gillen's hamster?
She asked.
We think it was under the floor in here.
Oh no,
thought Omri.
We must catch the hamster before it finds Boone or Little Bull.
Daddy lifted some floorboards to try and find it, but he didn't see it,
said Omri's mother.
I hope it's not in danger.
She left the room. Omri moved Boone's bed and the longhouse to the table next to his bed. Suddenly, he had an idea.
Patrick!
He exclaimed.
Dad moved my things to lift the floorboards. Maybe the key fell under the floor. Let's check.
The boys moved the carpet and found a loose floorboard. They lifted it and saw a small hole.
Is the key in that hole?
Asked Patrick.
If it is, I'll find it,
said Little Bull. Omri put the Indian into the hole and he disappeared into the dark. Finally, he appeared victoriously with the key in his hands.
I found it!
Bravo!
Said Omri.
Quick, Patrick! Put the floorboard in place and I'll find the doctor in the toy box.
5 minutes later, the plastic army doctor was real again.
Hello again, giant boy,
he said.
Is your Indian ill again?
No, it's a cowboy now,
said Patrick.
Please help him.
The doctor examined Boone. He cleaned and stitched the wound, then gave Boone some brandy.
Goodbye, Doc, and thanks,
Omri said, before returning him to the cupboard.